It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. Billions of dollars have been invested in vertical farming technology, which hopes to make the leap from leafy greens to other vegetables. As this industry matures, growers need genetics that are developed specifically for vertical farming systems. That's why Bayer Crop Science and Temasek formed a joint venture called Unfold and asked John Purcell to be the president and CEO. Purcell is a vegetable breeding veteran who says vertical farming presents new opportunities, particularly because you don't have to necessarily prioritize pests and disease resistance.
In the case of vertical, because you're completely indoors, you're dramatically reducing the disease presence. You still have to have some resistances built into your genetics, but it's just you don't have anywhere near the demand you have on the biotic stresses like disease and pests.
Instead of having to worry about these external factors, breeders for vertical farms can focus on quality, efficiency, and a superior eating experience for consumers.
When you're not having to worry so much about some of those external environmental pressures, you can now focus really on the quality that delivers the consumer level. But you also have to make sure you're turning that crop at a rapid rate, because one of the advantages of vertical is that they do have a rapid cycle as far as getting crop out to consumers. And you also have to make sure that it actually can grow effectively under a complete controlled environment conditions.
Learn more at unfold.ag. You've been listening to the Farm of the Future Report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. I'm Tim Hammerich.